Hey, everybody. We want to thank you for listening. We're Ohm Foam. And, yeah. Thank you for having us.
Wow. And that was Ohm Foam. And they'll be coming in here for an interview in just a few minutes. And until then, you get to hear some more great music. So coming up next, Today Junior.
Thank you. All right, guys. Thanks for bearing with us. We are just having some fun here in the studio. We just did a lot of fun stuff, and we are feeling some kind of cosmic rays coming in. Oh, that's just a flash from the camera. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Joel. Thank you, Max. And thank you, Sarah, for doing our intro and summoning the cosmic energy. So with all of that material, I think we have a lot to talk about. So let's go. Let's make it happen. Once again, thanks, Joel. We love you. We're Om Foam.
All right, and I think it's over to me this time. And let's pick up right where we left off with today, Junior.
talk. I remember how we used to.
Those last two were just Sequela with Zavender, and before that, Today Junior with Sweet Little Nothings, and then before that, a whole bunch of Omi Foamy goodness. Oh yeah, you guys were incredible.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I guess let's start things off. How would you define your sound? What would you call your genre?
Skunkadelic.
Skunkadelic. That's cool.
Oh man.
Cosmic Fungal Rock was another
Cosmic
one.
Cosmic Fungal Ooh. Rock. Yeah, someone said that. Yeah.
Somebody said that. Do we remember who that was?
My coworker Ken. Shout out to Ken.
And he's the dressing guy, right? So Ken's he's the Ken's dressing guy.
Yeah. Smart guy.
So can we get a dressing sponsor? That'd be cool.
Yeah.
None of that low fat ranch though.
Cosmic
we want the real deal.
Fungal dressing. That sounds good.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, I would absolutely. Have that.
Mushrooms, yeah. Baby.
Mushrooms. Mushrooms baby is another great descriptor of our music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like do you guys know Kikigaku Moyo?
Oh yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, it shows.
We love them.
Me too.
And now they're more, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I caught them on that last tour.
Me too.
Sinclair, it was great.
Yep, that show was one of my favorite concerts.
I wish I got to see them more.
Yeah, yeah, I caught them. Well, they played the Royale on that last tour.
Mm.
But if you saw them at the Sinclair, you saw them in like 2018 too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I was at that show too. They're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I called up my friend in the middle and I was like, hey, listen, you need to tune in now. She went to Kikigaku Moyo with me, and I was like, "You're gonna love this. They're gonna melt your face. You're gonna go to bed. It's gonna be great."
Yeah, I love a lot of those bands, the like Japanese bands that are instrumental, like Toe and Kikigaku, and a few others. Huge influence, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a band that I played 5 hours ago at this point, but Gong 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 and Mong Tong.
Okay.
Yeah, the one's from Hong Kong. And the others from Taiwan. But yeah, same kind of, you know, Asian, neo-psychedelic, really cool sound. Right. And some of your sound kind of reminded me of their collaboration too.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no, it's really cool to have that sound coming from a Boston band.
Hey!
Woo!
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you guys. Yeah, we do have to do a PSA. If you wanna flip through there and see if any of them speak to you, you are welcome to do so.
I would love to.
Sweet.
All right, so this was going to go out to my friend Duncan. This is for the National Diabetes Education Program. It's one call, one click, radio PSA that I'm about to do. Getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. All right.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
It's like I want to be Wilford Brimley, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard
Who
that.
Who doesn't?
Brutus.
So have you guys had... Do you have a favorite song of yours to play?
Black Ribbon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first one we played was called Black Ribbon, and it kind of starts out with kind of a drone that kind of turns into more. You know, we keep adding to it, and it builds, and then it kind of explodes into this, like you said, kind of like a Kikigaku Moyo vibe on that one. And then it gets heavy.
Yeah. There's also a video on YouTube that goes with it. And sometimes when I play it, I picture the video in my head of this, like, guy wandering through the woods, and he looks like a wizard, and he's just kind of, like, on a journey, and... The music kind of feels like a journey, so.
Mushrooms, baby.
Yeah.
Little ranch dressing like on the fried mushrooms, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
There's eyeballs. Yeah, yeah. I made the video in back when I was, more less holes in my brain, but I was putting holes in my brain when I made it. You know?
Yeah.
You know, like in a good way.
Right,
of course.
I was
opening up,
you know,
the expanding bubbles and foam. Foam?
Foam.
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 And there's a great band that has a song about filling a hole. So, you know.
I'm fixing a hole.
Yep. You got it. That was good.
Is that the right key, Sarah? It's pretty high.
Close enough. Is this a good opportunity to promote Lazy Beetle Guys?
No, we're not going to do that. We're going to get sued. We don't want Sir Paul and Sir Bongo. What's his name again? His name was Bingo Star, and they made him change it.
Yeah, something like that.
They were
yeah,
like, we're not going to
yeah,
go with this. Bingo?
No, Bongo?
Come on,
are you kidding?
You play drums? Yeah. Bongo. Yeah, all right, buddy. Sure.
Starro Bong? Bongo Star?
Starro Bong. Know. There's a good there's a good Boston band name.
Starro.
Yeah.
Starro Bong. If your good bong gets starroed, you know you're in a bad way. Can we say that word on the air?
Bong? Shit. Yeah, you can totally say.
Gob. Can we do it backwards?
What? Like the Beatles would do. Yeah, I think either of them are fine. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. If you want, I can probably plug us into the board over here and just route it backwards.
Put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it, baby.
I thought about doing it. No. Whew. Yeah, so that was a very spacey intro that you guys had there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of guitar loops and...
Oh, I meant like even before you got into the music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your galactic origin story?
Well, you got a little taste of that with Sarah's intro. Mm-hmm. A lot of space themes going on.
Yeah. Basically, there are three entities called the Psychedelians, and they were basically kind of shipwrecked at this... aquatic worship site, and something about the cosmic rays that was bouncing off the moon, like it empowered them to just kind of have this thing where they were going to say, we are going to harness this unseen force that has no one's ever been able to harness it, and we call that the Black Ribbon. So they were able to ride that and traverse the universe multidimensionally, and then they got to the three of us, and they decided we're going to put that in these three Earthlings, and then
speak through us.
And this music is basically what they intended the message to be, and we're still processing it ourselves. You know, we're just conduits, and the longer we do this, the more in tune we get with, and vice versa. So there's a trans-dimensional conversation going on, in my opinion.
We're merely antennas.
There you go. Perfect. Let's change the band name.
Merely antennas. Yeah, you know, I feel like that's a big gift to receive. It's a lot of,
Well, at first we didn't want it, and you know, we were. It was a big burden, and then we learned to channel it and make it work for ourselves. So we're happy.
With great power comes great responsibility, yeah,
know,
as
I
someone
know.
Once said.
We have to wield it. As Cliff Robertson said in Spider-Man.
Oh, is that it?
As Uncle...
Yeah.
What was his name? Uncle Owen?
I'm pretty sure it was Ben.
Uncle Ben. Ben Kenobi. Ben.
Yeah.
Uncle Ben Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
Played by Alec Guinness.
I would love to see a comic book of this tale someday.
Yeah.
You know,
do you know anyone who can draw?
If anyone's listening and you're interested, please hit us up.
Yeah. There's do you know the local group, what are they called? I was just thinking about them. Free Rock.
Oh yeah, I know Free Rock. I've seen them play a few times.
Yeah, they're great. Their most recent, I think he's done a lot of their album art. Yeah. I know that the artist has a comic strip as well. And it's a pretty cool style. Might be someone to reach out to.
Okay.
I could find that contact for you guys if you want.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing.
I love an interpretation.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let someone else take it and make it into an art that they envision, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to have some lore when you're instrumental, you know, because we're
no
not
words.
Really telling any stories with words, but we're telling stories with our music and, yeah.
Everybody can come up with their own interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And, I got a nap in today before the set, so that really helped me, you know, be on my A game.
Your antenna was full.
My antenna, exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Brush the cobwebs off the antenna, you know, get that laser focus. Yeah. Have you had any strange dreams about your music?
Did you have any dreams during your nap, Bill?
Not about the music, but we do want to have more. I was dreaming about my cats, and we're all cat people, right?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
But I think it had something to do with the fact that my cats were next to me, and they were purring. So I was receiving cat energy. So it would behoove us in the future to do some cat music, you know?
Oh.
It can be like, meow, meow.
One of our songs is called Cosmosis, and when we were recording some overdubs to it, we had one of our friends sing on it, and she says like this really ethereal, like, Cosmo in the background, and Cosmo is our cat's name.
Oh, we have done cat music.
So
yeah. I gotta clean up my antenna because I'm forgetting our own.
Yeah, we've started. We can do more.
We had a demo kind of song called Wendy's Waltz, and Wendy is their other cat.
Resurfaced that guy.
I know. Yeah. Imagine if we had a song in 3/4, that would be insane. Wow, imagine that.
Yeah.
What a world. I don't even think I can count that high, especially at this time of night. 3/4, I don't know what comes next. Yeah, it's all I got.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow?
Yeah, oh, that was 4 meows. Okay. I can't do it either.
Yeah, we're in trouble. It's all I've got. Who are your, like, musical heroes?
Bill's got tons over here.
Like, by band or, like...
Band, like, musician, within your own instrument, without your own instrument.
Yeah, well, Parliament Funkadelic is huge, and I'm going to say, like...
White Denim?
White Denim is massive. Probably my favorite band of the modern era. But I really like Deep Purple and Rainbow and 70s rock, like 10cc, Steely Dan, obviously Pink Floyd, Thin Lizzy, Heart, Zeppelin, of course.
Yep.
I love Stevie Wonder, Elton John. I mean, I could just go on all day. All the legends.
Elton John's a huge influence of mine. I grew up on him, and there's actually a live album. I think it's called like 1970 or something, or it has that in the title, and it just rips. Highly recommend.
So
that.
we need a piano player.
I mean, yeah.
On the album, I did some keyboards, but it's nothing like it'll do, but it's
maybe someday we'll see.
Yeah, all right, we'll see.
You have a very big, full sound for three people, you know? I've seen.
Chaz, what are some of your influences? Because you come from a whole different thing with the guitar and all the loops and stuff.
Oh, I mean, I grew up in, like, jam bands, high school, like, seeing Fish and bands like that. So Trey Anastasio as a guitar player was a huge influence of mine. But also went into other stuff like Tool and heavier stuff and Mathy Rock and all kinds of stuff. We played a cover, actually. We didn't announce it, but we played a Krungbin cover, and we're really big fans of them. And we're so happy to see them blowing up on all the festival scenes. Renee loves Laura Lee's bass playing. And
highly influential. Yeah, I mean... I always wanted to play an instrument, and then when I saw her play, I was like, I think I can do that. Okay, that's funky, that's simple, she's like in the pocket, she's laying back, not doing anything too fancy, you know, so.
Yeah, I like that. I like playing drums with a bass player.
I love playing bass with this guy here.
Oh, that's sweet. Likewise.
There's so much space. Igualmente. There's lots of space. Like, I know you said that it's a really big sound, but... There's just a lot of dynamics, and there's so much, I don't know, there's like room to...
It allows me to build up loops and atmospheric kind of things to accompany. And a lot of the songs that we wrote, we had a little studio that we built, me and Bill. And over COVID, there was not a lot of work going on, but a big empty studio with lots of microphones and nice gear. So we jammed a lot and... recorded everything and cut it all together, and these songs kind of came out of it. And a lot of them came out of starting a drone, like a guitar drone kind of feedbacky kind of thing, and there's a rhythm in that, and he'll hear it and Renee will hear it and start some kind of rhythmic thing to it. Mm-hmm. And it just builds, and a lot of the time we don't know where it even comes from, and it's almost impossible to recreate exactly every time. So every time we play it, it's different a little bit. It's got the same structure, but things happen, and
but it can go anywhere too. It doesn't have to be strict. So whenever we play these songs, new things happen, different feedback sounds, and it inspires what the rhythm section does. So there's this sort of cyclical energy. I play off the guitar, I'm hearing, Renee plays off me, and then I play off her, and it turns into this swirling piece that is like the sum is bigger than the parts. I think that's the phrase people say, right? The sum is bigger than the...
Yeah.
What does that mean? I stink at math. I don't really know what that means. Does anyone know math? You're into math rock. Like, tell me what that... What does
sum
that mean?
Equal to all the parts? Yeah.
Something like that. Never mind. Let's move on, please. I'm going to stop.
You put like, you know that video where they put the square block in the square hole, and they put all the other blocks in that hole too? Mm. Yeah. Oh. You know that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like that. And if all the blocks are supposed to fit in that box, but they don't quite go back in there right, the sum is bigger than all of its parts, because they all fit in the box in theory, but it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. Thanks.
That's my take, at least.
I love it. I love it. You know what? Next time we're here, you come in the studio with us. Bring the box. Bring the blocks.
There we go, yeah.
Get it going during the set. Like, the Velvet Underground used to have a guy that sculpted on stage. It didn't make any noise.
That's awesome.
You know, but it was there. But the blocks will make noise when they go in, right?
Probably, yeah.
All right, cool.
Cool, we'll loop it.
All right, you're in.
Sweet.
We're going to pay you well.
Clickety clack.
Sweet.
Speaking of that, when do we get paid? What is going on here?
You're going to get a really nice
CD. Keep shutting the doors in my face. I'm walking around. They keep slamming the doors on me.
You know,
I didn't even say anything.
Well, I'll talk to our door guy.
Door guy.
Yeah.
Got to have a door guy.
Yeah. You know, the station butler really falling behind on his duties.
Well, it's a new school semester. He's got his hands full. Everyone's back, and it's not easy.
Yeah, next week's trainees. That's gonna be fun. Okay. Bunch of newbies.
All right.
Wandering around.
Get them in here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, two of my uncles and my aunt went to Tufts.
Oh yeah.
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 But they were like athletic and stuff. Is that the elephant?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, the jumbos.
Jumbo. The elephant. Yeah. But then we joke and we like pat our elbows.
I like that the colors are brown and light blue. That's a really tough combo to pull off.
But they go together surprisingly
they
well
do.
Too.
Yeah.
You know,
it's earth tones and bright. You know. Earth, sky, sun.
Yeah.
It's very 70s. I feel like I have a living room was decorated in brown.
It reminds
blue,
me of our
other... I'd be like, all right.
Doesn't it remind you of our other music video with the space and the... when we're defending the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we each have an elemental power.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's like the ocean. Yeah. Renee's the like molten lava, and I'm rock.
Mm-hmm.
There's no air. The air is around us.
Mm-hmm.
And we do battle with a robot.
And there's no air in space.
There's no air in space. Pressureless.
There is an air in space.
We're giving
museum.
Away all our secrets. Why are we doing this? Turn it off.
There is another video online of Bill did another claymation video that's amazing.
Thank
to
you.
Our song Pressureless that we played. And it kind of plays out that whole story of the psychedelians and an alien intruder that wants to strip Earth of all its elements. And we kind of band together in almost like a Captain Planet sort of way.
Yeah, I think don't we foam him out? Don't we use foam?
We do. We create a blast of foam to shoot at him, encase him in it, shut him down,
so
and then banish him to another dimension. We don't destroy him because that wouldn't be right.
Yeah.
We just create a vortex, send him through it, say, hey, you're going to be chilling in this antimatter zone now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I know. I can picture it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Like every
we can delete the video. You can picture it.
You painted a good picture, you know? It's, yeah. So, speaking of Ohm Foam, where did the name come from?
Well,
I mean, Chaz, take this one, baby. I'm going to keep staying dumb.
I get to talk. All three of us are audio engineers. So, Ohm, OHM, is a measurement of audio. And then foam.
Impedance.
Yes. And then foam is a lot of tiny bubbles.
Well, we kind of put a bunch of words into a hat. Like, we all wrote down several words, put them the table, and just did a process of elimination. And I think because we are all audio people, we were like, ohm.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a good one. And then foam.
And then foam rhymed with it.
And we were like, wait a second.
We're also simpletons. Damn. So when the thing rhymed, we were like, that's it.
It's a bit of a tongue twister, though.
Yeah, like, it is.
Ohm, boom.
Yeah, but when you're, you know, eating mushrooms from Bill and Bob's with ranch dressing, fun to say things like ohm foam because you're enjoying your mushrooms that you ordered from Bill and Bob's. Mm.
It does kind of sound like we're saying it backwards, like ohm foam.
I know. It's pretty fun.
You're too good at that.
We will play that backwards and find out what you were saying someday.
Imagine if it's like really horrible. Like, I'll never live it down.
There is a guy that does that. He plays songs backwards and then they play it forwards, and it's
that's
yeah. That's Joel. That's Joel. He's doing that earlier.
He's a real pro.
Yeah, he's been doing it since the early 70s.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit backwards, but when he gets it forwards, you know.
Straight shooter, that guy, man, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we kind of did the Grateful Dead came up with their name. They opened a book. I forget what the book was.
It was called The Grateful Dead. They didn't open it. They just looked at the front cover, and they're like, yeah, it'll work.
I thought they opened it up to a random page, and it was right there. That's what I heard. I saw Grateful Dead.
Who told you that? Right. Jerry Garcia?
I've just heard it over the years.
Yeah, all right.
Hopefully true. That's kind of a cool story.
Come on.
Yeah, he... it says that... apparently they were originally called Warlocks.
Yes.
But there was another group called Warlocks. They had to change it, and Garcia spotted the phrase Grateful Dead, which the band later discovered to be from an Egyptian prayer in a dictionary, and it stuck.
Mm. If they can do it, anyone can.
Where does this come from?
What does what come from?
Any of that.
Any of what?
It's serendipitous.
So where did the... How did we come up with foam, though? Who thought of that?
I don't know.
It came out of the hat. Love...
Oh, I was cleaning my tub, remember?
Oh.
I was cleaning it. We FaceTimed me for some reason. I FaceTimed you while I was cleaning my bathtub.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That was odd.
Why did that happen? You know, things were whimsical. Now we're in a band. Everything's all serious. Every time we get together, there's no more fun.
I'm scrubbing my tub, dude.
Back in the day, I would scrub my tub, FaceTime yous, and we'd have a laugh.
Scrubbing bubbles?
Don't mention that on air. They're going to hear that and be like, we gotta shut these guys down. You know what I mean? Or, you know, sponsor us. Yeah. But I'm already going for the Bill and Bob sponsorship.
We should incorporate some type of foam onto the stage someday. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do that successfully.
Well, it's going to have to be non-toxic and organic.
Play a foam party.
And all this stuff. And
there are plenty of ways to make natural, wholesome foam.
We could play a foam pit. At like a
foam pit.
Some kind of gymnastics situation.
Just to play one of those venues.
We have to find a Burger King that will have us.
Like a ball.
They can have it our way.
Yeah. We can have it our way.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
All right. What's next?
What kind of tree would you be?
A
Christmas tree.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
What about you?
I mean, redwood came to mind.
Ficus.
I knew it.
Ooh.
I freaking knew it. See what I did there? I edited myself.
Yeah.
It is possible.
Ficus.
Ficus.
You knew?
I knew it was going to be ficus.
I transported that too?
I was going to say ficus and I didn't because I wanted you to have your moment.
Sounds funny, right?
Sure, Chaz. Whatever you say, buddy.
if you could describe Ohm Foam in one word, what word would you choose?
Ficus.
Wow.
Okay.
That also paints a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like some type of word around like mushy. It's soft, you know? It like is? You could push yeah. it and it would bounce.
But it gives back.
It's like the right. doughboy's belly, you know?
It retains its shape.
Ooh, okay. Yes. I like that. Yeah.
It
yeah.
always returns back to its shape.
It's a semi solid.
Yeah, like it's a semi solid.
Oh, man.
It's kind of foamy.
But that's not a word. Yeah. Didn't he ask you for a word?
I don't know.
It's a concept. I'll take it. All right. It's freeform radio.
Crembobulus.
Ooh.
What?
You wanted a word.
What does it mean?
Can you use not of this sentence? Earth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that a lot. We had some fun words we were coming up with the other day. They were gibberish, like words we were making up for new songs, titles and stuff.
Yeah, we're like leaning into a potential water theme.
Yeah.
So gush.
Yeah.
Swell.
Drip. Mush could also work. Mush could work. Hopefully this gives you images of flowing water and not other things that are liquid that flow. No one said the color brown. So this should be all clear flowing water.
Well, let's say brown and blue.
Tufts.
Hey.
Tufts. Tufty Fluffy. I'm gonna. Tufty. You guys are the musicians.
I don't know. Tufty Fluffy.
Ficus.
Sounds like a good
mush.
Mush bush.
All right, so, next question.
You've been trapped in a video game. Which one is it and why?
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with Stardew Valley right now. I play too much, and I would totally want to be in that game. Because it's I don't know.
Farming,
caves, mines, juicy melons. I don't know.
There's another one. Juicy.
Juicy.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's already a great song called Juicy. We don't want to get in. We don't want to impede on that. Impedance.
Full circle.
Do you play video games?
I'm not a huge gamer.
I'm not much of a gamer.
But I watch her play Stardew and Animal Crossing sometimes.
Real life is enough of a challenge. I don't need games. This is.
We like Mario Party.
I like the old stuff, you know. Yeah. If I had to get trapped in Mario 64, it'd be okay.
Okay.
Because the princess kisses you at the end.
If you're Mario.
If you're Mario. Yeah. If you're Toad or Koopa, you know, you might be in trouble.
Yeah.
But I love the Super Mario Brothers movie, the 1993 one.
With Bob
Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
I have not seen it.
Oh, boy. Have we got a night for you. Shut this down. We're taking you,
yep,
and we're gonna take you home and plop you in front of that movie.
Let's.
Bowser's perfect. Just a man in a coat.
It's Dennis Hopper.
Oh, I think I've seen pictures of that. I've seen like yeah,
and a tour de force performance at the peak of his career, and a cameo by I'm not gonna say it actually because you should watch the movie.
Okay.
Oh yeah, don't ruin it.
Yeah, no spoilers.
No spoilers. Will you say 92?
Three. I mean, obviously, why don't you do your homework before you come on the radio? We had this all rehearsed.
No spoilers, 93. Yeah.
When you go off script, you force us all to improvise. We just did that for 45 minutes in the studio with like our instruments, and now we have to do it here again? Come on. Yes, that's fun. We like this. This is great. Thank you, Max.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, guys. How long have you guys been playing music together?
Well, me and Billy have played in some bands together previously, and then those have run their course and just started jamming in the studio again and coming up with stuff.
You opened a studio together, and then in your downtime you started jamming.
There was a lot of downtime because COVID shut everything down, so
it was like a safe place to go.
It was a safe place. We left everything up, all the microphones stayed up same way every time, and we just went in there, turned it on, hit record, and
so that was like 2020.
Yeah,
and then Renee was like, "We needed a bass player," so Renee was there and was happy to help us out, and she was interested in learning bass, and So like by 2023, we said we're gonna make a band, and here we are.
Yeah.
So it's been 4 years of me and Charlie working on this music, believe it or not. When we could get together during COVID, which wasn't often, obviously. And Renee joined in, and we had something, and we decided to pursue it and get our own practice space, shut the studio down. Obviously, that no longer exists, but we have our own practice space now where we are making things that are mushy.
And all the gear lives there now.
Yeah. And all the impedance lives there now.
Oh, my God.
So since you are sound people, are there any pieces of equipment that you would say, or instruments that you would say have sort of changed your approach to making music? Or had a large effect on it?
I mean, I think once I got my Line 6 DL4 looper pedal, that things kind of
you have the snowballed. Two you have two loopers going that feed into each other.
I have a few.
Yeah.
And
it's wild.
Yeah, I was really into this band called Minus the Bear, who have since broken up, but they were playing for 20 plus years, I think. Mm-hmm. And both guitar players in that band have like four of them. And they'll sample from each other too, and it's kind of like DJing stuff that you record, because I'll record something and then flip it in reverse.
Oh, wait, look, I'm getting excited.
Flip it and reverse it.
But there's backward stuff in that too.
There is backward stuff in there, and you know, it turns into a whole new thing. And then once you start adding stuff to that, it just turns into something. So I was really into that band, and you can check them out. They do a lot of really cool stuff with those pedals, and I had never really seen anybody do that before. So inspired me to start almost kind of DJing on the loopers.
That's a cool concept. I admire that. Good job, Chaz.
It's a lot to handle, but like I said, sometimes it's. Whatever happens, happens.
That's the beauty of it. There's no way to make a mistake.
Sure.
And that, I guess sure.
I guess that comes
we
from
didn't
my...
screw anything up, Max. Everything was planned.
Kind of comes from the jam band history,
yeah,
I guess.
Absolutely.
And being okay with that and just riding with whatever wave happens. So,
mm-hmm. What about you, Renee? What piece of equipment did you get that inspired you?
Put me on the spot. I don't know.
Your bass.
I guess my bass. I'm not a super gearhead yet. I want to say yet, because I think I'm still finding my, you know, sound. I really do love like a big fat bass sound. I don't know. I don't like it to be thinned out at all. Like it just, yeah.
I got this 26 inch bass drum from my friend Z. It was found in the trash outside an art building, and ever since I received it, it has changed my drumming, because it's really hard to get a double stroke or a triple stroke on a huge bass drum like that, because there's so much air. So once I started using that, it changed my playing, and I realized like the bass drum, the snare, those are the primary voices, and then the cymbals and the other accents, the toms, would fit in with that. But and I would listen back to my old playing, and I would hear I was so top heavy and bright on the cymbals, and there was no bottom. So as soon as I got that big bass drum, I kind of learned that, and it works so well with Renee's bass style to have this booming sound that fills a lot of space.
It looks like a marching bass drum.
It is. It's of that era. It's a 40s Gene Krupa Radio King bass drum from World War II with wooden lugs.
Wow.
Because metal was being saved to make ammo, so they made some of the drum parts out of wood that you wouldn't normally. And I'm drum-splaining now. You're like,
that's cool. I love vintage stuff. I do.
So yeah, I'm a big vintage drum guy, in case you didn't get that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love thrifting and saving instruments from garbage. Yeah.
So I want to thank my friend Z, if they're listening, that was changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at it now. It's been featured on the radio.
I didn't bring that drum here. That was the house kit, you silly fool.
You're right.
But
it could have been.
The thing is, like, no matter what instrument you play, you're always learning. It's like developing your vocabulary, no matter what.
Yeah.
So,
and if you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Like, you're fluent in that instrument.
You are fluent overnight.
Wow.
I would just be a better drummer. I've been waiting for this day for 20 years. When am I just going to wake up and be better? It hasn't happened yet. So that would be my wish.
I think you're great.
Well, thanks, Renee. I love you.
I think I'd really like to be like a really good like saloon piano player.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That would be fun.
Just rip it up on the piano, playing all kinds of
stuff. Be drunk 24/7.
People sing along. I mean, that's what you used to have to do.
That would be amazing.
People didn't have stereos. Yeah.
Some lady sitting on top of it with her ruffles up.
Yeah, the ruffles, the gunfire going on in the background.
Gunfire.
Now that tells the
play
story.
Me off, boss.
Gunfire. You boys come in the wrong part of town. Charlie, fire up that piano.
Hey, play him off.
It's going to get wild in here tonight, boys.
Do you know, what is it? It's on the B-side of Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Tarkus. They got a great little piano song on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I'll play a bit of it, sure. Yeah. It's not quite local music, but it's Jeremy Bender, I believe. That's the one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
It's that sound.
Do you know that Led Zeppelin song, Boogie with Stu?
Boogie with Stu, I don't.
They had like an out-of-tune piano, and it has a similar sound to that.
Yeah.
And they made it work. They play like a boogie-woogie kind of thing.
Cool. Boogie-woogie-woogie.
Even though boogie-woogie came way later than like the Wild West, obviously, but it's that idea, you know?
Yeah.
An acoustic piano sound.
Yeah. It's really interesting, Western music, that whole, there's like a cool intersection of Western and surf rock that happens every once in a while, where it's like, which is it? Was it Western? Or, I mean, if you go far enough west, you hit the coast and then it's surf rock, so I don't know. It's all the same.
How chilled out are you?
Yeah. Are you on a horse?
Are you on a
horse? Are you on a surfboard?
Are you on both?
No. If you could remake the soundtrack for any movie.
Oh, we got the
movie?
Film guy over here.
Well, you love that Magnolia movie.
Oh, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Well, would you change the soundtrack to
Magnolia? No, hell no.
heck, we're on the radio.
We could filmify it. That would be kind of fun.
We should do that. Absolutely. If I have to hear that, you know what I would do? And everyone's going to hate me for this. I would go in and change the music to Twin Peaks after the first episode, because I'm so sick of hearing that silly theme song. And even that beautiful jazzy loungy thing with the beautifully played brushes on the snare drum. It's so beautiful and well done. But after the 100th time of hearing it, I'm done. You know, so I think it could have been David Lynch, if you're listening, I have a bone to pick with you. And I think he would agree, because he can be critical of his own works. I mean, he disowned Dune wisely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that movie is a mess. That's a different story.
Yeah, it's a beautiful mess. And then it just becomes really frustrating.
Yeah.
You're like, this is funny. This is funny bad. And then by the end, you're just tearing your hair out. As you can see, I'm bald now.
And we know why now.
And we know why. Too.
Yeah.
We absolutely did.
Well, we're reaching the end of the hour, so do you guys have any final words of wisdom to leave us with?
Oh, man.
Life is a highway. You never stop learning.
Fantastic.
It's from a song, I think.
Yeah, it rings a bell.
You can ring my bell. No. Wow. I thought we had that planned out and everything. What about you guys?
I don't know.
Life is a parkway.
Do your best, the rest will manifest.
Ooh.
You're stealing these.
Come on, you didn't make that up.
That's my favorite one.
It's okay. You're allowed
you,
to.
Did you make yours up?
All right, I'm just going to see myself out. Yeah, I did, actually. Actually, Duncan made that up.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you, I'm looking at those gigantic eyeballs, and I'm wondering what the hell is going on back there.
Just a whole lot of ficus going on up in here.
Ficus. So that's your saying. There's a whole lot of ficus going on. All right, buddy.
All right. Well, on that, I'm Mellow Max. I've been here with Ohm Foam. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It's been a blast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to wrap things up with a bit of a track by Nestero's Psychotropics.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we are live at Dud's Dungeon. This is Mama Lapinetta Pie.